part of the Extra Points Podcast Network. Cousin Sal coming with you. Eddie Spaghetti, Mikey Meatballs behind the glass, making it work. Babyface Joel Solomon producing this disaster. And joining me, as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bride, Darren, the Parlay Kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
What's up, Sal?
What's going on, buddy?
I didn't get a chance to talk to you guys. Now, it's a couple nights removed, but we must revisit the Yankees-Red Sox game. I'm sorry, Parlay Kid. We have to do it. Devastating. You know, I don't take any joy because I have a-hole Red Sox fans and Yankee fan friends. And, you know, it's like, all right, which despicable group do I want to see happy the next day? And it ended up being the Red Sox. And, you know, I listened to Hench and Simmons talk about it. And it's like, everyone's just relieved to get past the other team. Like, the Red Sox fans are just relieved to get past the Yankees. And everything else is gravy. Would you have felt the same way? Or it's hard to even suggest that because you guys lost.
No, Yankees fans that I know, I mean, it's not really about the Red Sox. It's about winning championships. So that's what it's about. Anything less, it's a failure, for the Yankees. It's been a long time now. So Yankees fans are frustrated and rightfully so. Man, New York radio was a buzz about this stuff today.
Yeah.
All over the place. Everybody's talking about it. They want Boone fired. They want these players gone. Whatever. But yeah, I don't really know any Red Sox fans here.
I know. You got it good.
We can, live our lives as Yankee fans. And Met fans can't say anything. So it's whatever.
Met fans could say we want as many playoff games as a Yankee. That much we could say. I mean, you scored two more runs. You definitely scored two more runs.
You know what? I wish Judge won the home run derby and we called it a season.
You would have had that at least, right?
Darren, cheaters never win, though. Tell that to Cole.
What is that? Jeters never win? Is that what you said? Harry, you should
really
market
that. I'm pretty
sure
the Red Sox won, right? So
you should market that, sure.
Okay, but Cole's a cheater, too.
I don't know if the Red Sox won. John Sterling is still sticking to his guns. He says that's a home run. So I don't know. Got to go by what he says. But I do highly recommend you guys. I watched this. I mentioned this on Extra Points yesterday. We watched the game as me, Mikey Meatballs, Babyface Joel Solomon, went to Tony P's, and Eddie Spaghetti was there. And he, what a joy to watch, screaming at the, I mean, a typical fan is fine. He turned it on. I wish I was recording when Stanton hit it off the wall. That place went upside down. It was bananas when it wasn't a home run. But Spaghetti, the most impressive was after the game arguing with Yankee fans. It didn't matter what. Like, one guy would say, Boone's got to go. And he's like, it's not Boone's fault. And he's like yelling at the guy, it's not Boone's fault. And then he's like, all right. And then someone's like, Cole screwed up. Like, oh, it's not just Cole. We wouldn't have been here without Cole. Like, there's just no pleasing you, Spaghetti, right?
I was just so mad at the result of that game that I was just really looking to argue with anyone. And it's sports are weighing on me too. I started the day off so happy too, because our my good pal, Mikey Meatballs, got the car, got the new house and car. Yeah. Southern California. So quite happy for him. And then things just got to, turn for the worse. Stan hitting balls off the Green Monster, which should be illegal. And then, people just saying, I don't know, man. The Yankees, Boone's not the problem. The Yankees are managed by a bunch of Ivy League analytics people. And Cole was the only healthy starting pitcher the entire season outside of his little COVID stint. So it's like, I can't really blame him that much. Like, yeah, he's getting paid nine figures, but I give up with sports. I mean, if the Rangers stink, I'm done. I'm done for good.
Yeah, I mean, poor Spaghetti is the Hokies are about to beat his Fighting Irish, and the Giants are going to lose badly to the Cowboys. We'll get into that tomorrow. Go ahead, Parlay Kid.
Well, I was going to say, there was such an emotional swing in like 5 seconds, maybe less, where Stanton hits that ball. I'm high-fiving our Brian and our buddy right next to us. Like, the game is tied, and not only is it not tied, we get a runner thrown out at the plate. Within like 3 seconds, it was such a quick swing emotionally. It was hard to handle. Am I right, Eddie? That was a hard swing to handle.
It's pretty weird to be hugging somebody and then turn around and see it was just like a long single. That was the worst part of it. I mean, that home run would have been home run in pretty much every other park in baseball, and just nothing was going our way. It was just one of those from the beginning. You could tell like it just was not the Yankees' night. And if you're rooting for them, you were in for a really, it was a slow, long bleed out.
That was a great throw. I will say, I know everyone wants to pin Phil Nevin to a cross and carry him down the streets in the Bronx, but what a throw that was. I mean, everything, and returning the play around was quick too, but if that throw was off just a little bit, he's safe, right? And then it's a bang-bang aggressive call.
Everything had to be perfect for Boston.
It had to be perfect, but I'll put a little blame on the base runner too, because I'm not sure if Judge is going around second as hard as he should, knowing that ball's either gone or off the wall. It's not It's not like you got to worry about getting back to first base. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he was in a full dead out, like I'm scoring on this sprint right there. You got to analyze that too. But that being said, that means Nevin probably should have held him up. With Gallo on deck, you got to send him. I mean, Gallo.
Yeah.
Right. One out. Look at this. He's losing his shit here, Paul.
My task, as I was rounding the runner, I
See, everyone gets in trouble when they round the runner.
Parlay kid, by the way, just curious too. In the first, when Stanton hit it off the wall and it looked like it was gone and he gets a single, how upset were you for him not running and staring?
Yeah, that was another question. Thing, right. You got to know. I mean, to be honest with you, that one wasn't that close to going out. So
the second one
didn't really make sense why he was. It didn't hit the top of the wall. Maybe it went halfway up the wall.
Boy, it looked
at least
like
that's
it
what I observed.
Spaghetti, really think? I've not heard this before. You actually think the Green Monster should be illegal?
I'm just going to throw anything at the wall. No pun intended. And see what
sticks.
Throw
it at the illegal wall.
I've given. I'm out of. I don't know what the fix is for the Yankees, so I'm out of excuses. So yeah, I want them to tear down Fenway Park, the small piece of crap stadium. Get that wall should be illegal. Stanton should have had three home runs, and I give up. I don't know what to do anymore. I don't know what this team could do to fix.
All right. Well, maybe we'll move off the topic. Well, one more thing. I know, Babyface, you jump in here. What were you going to say about this experience?
I mean, Eddie did have a lot of Mai Tais. I walked in. He was already – Eddie was nervous at noon.
Mai Tais.
At noon, Eddie was already nervous. I mean, he was yelling at that guy. He's like, Connie Mack. Connie Mack couldn't save this team. And
holy crap.
I felt bad, but – you know, I mean, this is thankfully Eddie has the Giants and Notre Dame to fall back on.
Yeah, that's all. He'll be fine.
Joel, Joel, you normally watch games with rabid fans like this, or is this unusual?
I mean, Eddie is a different kind of beast because he was very focused. He also Sal ordered a huge thing of I believe they're mussels, which is clearly the most muscles I've ever seen in our office.
And there you go.
He was,
I held it up. I was like, come on guys, let's just eat. And then it'll be a fun experience. And I was wrong.
Yeah. Eddie stress ate. And then he was just, he put it down, but this was, thank God.
Listen, I'm going to point everyone in the right direction. That's extrapoints.com/arcade where you can win free prizes, right? Free to play, nothing to lose. You know, you root, you win. It's fine. You lose, that's fine too, Spaghetti. Go to extrapoints.com/arcade. We have a bunch of contests now. We have an NCAA contest, which was won last week by 13 out of 19. Sal
Bastard.
Oh, that's me. That's me. Yes, I won. Out of hundreds of people, I won 13 to 19.
Shit.
And yet on our stupid picks on Friday, I think I'm 1-9 in our last 10. I went 1-3 last week. But I must have done like 12-4 for the other 16. I don't know whatever I did. 13 out of 19 for me. Prop quiz was won by Austin Miller, 6 out of 10. Although he spells it A-U-S-T-Y-N. I think we should have disqualified him just for that. Austin Miller, good job by you. And Brad Heyman had 13 out of 15. He wins our NFL contest. This week we'll have those three, and we will have an MLB contest. We'll be up tomorrow. But the others are up right now. Hit us up at extrapoints.com/arcade. Also, we're getting an email, Cousin Sal Against All Odds @gmail.com. John Fairmeyer from Schenectady, New York asked, has the Parlay Kid ever had to issue a formal apology to the team for something he's done publicly? Oh, well, this is, I imagine this is off the Urban Meyer news. Lots of craziness there. Parlay Kid, you've coached for, how many teams do you think you've coached?
30 plus years.
30 plus years. So almost 100?
Over 100 different teams.
Over 100. Really? Wow.
Yeah, over 100. Probably close to, with outside the school, probably like almost 150 seasons.
All right. Maybe the Yankees are listening and looking for a third base coach or, you know, head skipper.
I mean, I don't think, look, with the hit and run softball team, I don't think I ever got a guy thrown out at the plate. Waving him in.
By the way, you couldn't stand as a third base coach. It was based in MLB. You could stand 4 feet from home plate and see everything. Coach's box is the most ridiculous thing in the whole league. Right there. Nobody's ever in it at all. But anyway, issued a formal apology?
No, that's a great question.
Keeps it pretty clean.
You know, publicly. I'm coaching high profile middle school sports.
Yeah.
So, apologies have been issued probably to some players if I thought maybe I was a little too harsh on them at times.
But it's on the field. I've probably apologized to
my team a la McVay this week for saying, sorry, guys, I'll take the blame. I didn't have you prepared enough for this game.
Right.
But never in my personal life have I done anything that resembled what Urban Meyer does. And you guys can speak for me on that.
Okay. All right.
And that being said, Sal, does Extra Points have a policy like this? Because it would be great because Harry would be gone by tomorrow.
Oh, yeah,
and
no,
everybody,
of course we don't. Right? Yeah, Harry would be way gone.
Let me ask Bonjan about you, Darren.
Yeah.
Let's ask Mikey Meatballs, Parlay Kid's son. Do you remember him apologizing, Mikey? He probably coached 20 of your teams, right?
No, I don't.
All right, good. There's no reason, John Fairmeyer. That's a really little reason for the Parlay Kid. But exactly, it's a good question. Yeah.
Do you guys feel bad for Meyer, or is it like, hey, he deserves this?
I called it. He's a scumbag. No. He's been a scumbag
since Darren. You can't be calling anybody that, though. That's not right.
Darren, he's a scumbag.
Can we post that picture of Harry on social media tomorrow?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Let's just post the pictures we have of Harry and let the public decide.
Yeah, what is Coach Meyer?
There's pictures that come on my phone. Yeah, I got to delete the whole text chain
because I delete
the whole text chain immediately because I'm like, oh my gosh, if somebody sees this, I'm screwed.
Guys, I'm going to keep sending that picture now, like every day.
Like five pictures.
My text chain, I lose any part of conversation we've had, it gets deleted.
You do have a sorted past, Harry. These pictures that keep popping up, but... Well, I think the big question is, did Parlay Kid ever not drive home with the team? I think you might have had to. You might, right?
I would say I probably had to not get on a bus once or twice just because I had another, like, you know, family commitment.
You have 14 kids. You must have had another, I got to leave this game. I have to go to another
game. Yes, yeah.
Right?
And if I have an assistant coach, who would say, no problem. Just go, you know?
Like, all right.
Go do your thing. So,
all right, there you go. So I don't know
if I'm, you know, going out partying, and
I don't know either.
If we were all judged by our worst moments, we'd be screwed.
Darren,
that's a pretty boring life, Darren. I said this on Extra Points. Not going flying back seems the worst infraction. The second worst is that they lost on Thursday. Had they won that game, they beat the Bengals. You know, the Bengals missed that kick, and then James Robinson breaks one in overtime. This is not nearly as big enough deal. All right, whatever, with the girl. He has to work that out with his wife and his God. But other than that, I don't think this is nearly as big a deal with Urban Meyer. We'll have more Urban Meyer. Actually, let's do it now. Let's sit it right now. Riverboat Casino. Which Woody guys? We're going to take a ride on the Riverboat Casino, right? We evaluate pop culture and sports events, and we throw odds against them. And here's the question this week. Which happens first? Urban quits or he's fired, even odds. Big Ben is benched, 3-1 odds. The Lions win a game, 6-1 odds. Harry admits Sam Darnold is a good quarterback, 150-1 odds, or the field at 5-2 odds. Brother Bri, jump in. What do you think?
Well, I was wondering, what is the field in this category? Like, can I say Harry coughs in the next 15 minutes? Is
that you could say that. Okay. Yeah. You'd say Harry says duh in the next 20 seconds.
Yeah. But Urban, I don't know. Urban has 2 weeks to prove himself, right? Right. If they lose to Tennessee and Miami, he may have to stay in England, right? Not travel back with the team.
Oh, right.
But this would be a career embarrassment for him if he resigns now. I think he's going to survive a little bit longer. So I will say the Lions. I'll say, you know what? I'll say the Lions beat maybe the Eagles in 4 weeks from now to win.
4 weeks. Wow. You think all these things will take 4 weeks?
Maybe. Yeah.
All right, with the Urban thing, I think it's either going to happen. I talked to Lombardi, yeah, it's gonna happen. Lombardi about it. It's either going to happen very soon, or I think once you get to week 9 or 10, they're it's a month and a half left. They'll keep him on.
But, yeah. Well, if they lose these next 2 weeks,
that's true too. Yeah. I mean, all right. Parlay kid.
Yeah, I'm taking the field here, Sal. And you guys know how Harry's going away this weekend, right?
Yeah,
well,
I got some big
news, everybody. This isn't about some work party. Yeah. Harry's getting engaged, guys.
Oh, wow.
That's going to happen first before anything else. Congratulations, Angie. Harry, I couldn't keep it a secret any longer. I'm so happy for you guys. I can't wait for the wedding. Congratulations.
It's so awesome. Question on the podcast. It's terrific. What an upset.
Yes.
That's huge. Congrats, Harry. I feel weird going on now, but what do you say, Harry?
No wonder why Harry wants to back out of this trip.
He gets engaged in Dallas at the stadium. I can arrange for it to be done on the Star, but
right. Bye, Harry.
Well, like I said before, it's probably not going to be Urban, but he's been a scumbag since he's left Utah. I'll leave it at that. Darnold, I do have some stats here. I just want to say, Darnold, he does have 5 rushing touchdowns, but 3 of them from the 1. So come on, give me a break. And by the way, everyone wants to say he's a great runner. He's getting 2.6 yards a carry. I'll leave it at that. And 5 of his touchdown passes, 3 of them were garbage time, and he's also got the defects. I'm just going to leave it at that with that.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
Brian might be right with Detroit, but I'm going to go with Big Ben. He gets Denver, Seattle, Cleveland next 3 weeks, 8-4 of those teams combined. He's only got 4 touchdowns, 4 picks, 64% completion percentage. It's time. Throw Haskins in there. Big Ben, you're embarrassing yourself. It's been awful. Take a seat.
All right. Well, now I feel weird about mine, but I want to take a nice swing here at this long shot that Harry admits Sam Darnold's a good quarterback at 150-1, because I think eventually Harry's going to turn on the TV and he's going to see that most rushing touchdowns by a quarterback are not from the 35-yard line. They are, in fact, from the 1 or 2-yard line. A lot of fourth quarter, second half touchdown passes, which he so cherishes, come when you're in a come from behind situation, and everything else seems like good numbers for a receiving core that's not legit and not someone that he would put in the top 25, I think, preseason. I think eventually he'll come around. Harry, I'm complimenting you. I'm saying you're going to be smart.
I hear you, Sal. Okay. Carolina's played one legit team, and that is actually the Cowboys, and got steamrolled.
Okay. I mean, they had 28, but how many points they scored?
But all right, that's fine. 14 garbage.
Harry, you're going to come around. I know you are. All right, let's do NFL Thursday night. Tonight, Rams 2.5, 54.5. Actually, I should check this. Now, this started off at 1, and it has skyrocketed to the Rams on the road, laying 2.5, 54.5 is the over-under. I cannot pick this game right here. I'm sorry if you listened and were expecting me to pick the game here on the podcast. I can't do it. I'll be fired by Fox. I think I can get sued. I signed something because I'm giving it out on the pregame show tonight, Thursday Night Football, trying to go for number 10 in a row. If we roll over from last season, I had 9 victories in a row. I'm going for number 10, but I'm happy to listen to you guys and what you might think. Brother Bry, are you reading into this line? The Rams on the road got beat up last week by the Cardinals. Seahawks took care of business on the road, and here we are.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be doing a lot of NFC West zigzagging from 1 week to the next. I know Harry likes that zigzag. Seahawks coming off a big win. The Rams coming off a big loss. You know, the Rams defense just hasn't looked right, but I think they match up well against the Seahawks offense. Ramsey will limit Metcalf. They'll get pressure on Wilson. This game is typically low scoring too. So they know each other so well, but now you add Stafford to the equation. Even last year with Goff and Wolford, they pretty much just ran the ball on the Seahawks and were able to shut down Wilson. So I'd lay the 2.5 here.
All right. Bry could be right. I have a poker face. I can't say anything. Harry, what do you think?
I'm going to do an adjusted line. I'm going to take the Seahawks plus 0.5 point.
What the hell is that?
At plus 115. The ties, I get the win, right? And the money line is only plus 120. So I'll take that at only 5 cents less. I'm taking the Seahawks. Remember, this is a revenge factor here. from losing 30-20 in the playoffs in Seattle last year. People, with Seattle being 2-2, people forgot kind of about Russell Wilson. Still, stats this year, 9 touchdowns, no picks, 73% completion percentage. He's gone to Metcalf and Lockett 40 times combined. And the Rams, Brian said, Rams defense doesn't look good. He's right. They're giving up 25 points a game. They're 27th in yards against, giving up 400 yards a game. Seattle's won the last 2 regular season games at home against the Rams. So give me the Seahawks.
I don't agree that people forgot about Russell Wilson. Who forgot about
Russell
Wilson?
I don't know. No one's talking about Russell Wilson.
No one's talking about him. He's like the fastest to 100 wins. Like he got like a big, all right. A quick math update here, Harry. You're doing the wrong thing here. Plus a half, plus 115 versus just taking the money line at plus 120. So 5 cents, you're buying 5 cents. So that's 5 out of 100.
For the tie.
So you're saying there's a tie 1 out of 20 games.
Give me plus a half. We'll see.
All right. Parlay kid. I mean, maybe Harry's right. Maybe Brian's right. Maybe Parlay kid's right. Who do you like here?
Yeah, well, I'm taking the Rams here, Sal. You know, if just a week ago, we were talking about the Rams being the best team in the NFC, right? So a week later, because after one loss, I'm going to bail on the Rams. I'm not going to do that. I think a good team that we consider the Rams to be a great team, possibly, always bounces back after a loss. I think the Rams do this in a big fashion. Henderson looked really good in the backfield for the Rams. That's going to help balance their passing and running attack. Ramsey has neutralized Metcalf in the past. I think he can. And I think Lockett is banged up. He didn't have a big game last week, and he was hurting from the week before. So I'm thinking he might be a little more hurt than we know. Carson could be on the shelf. And even looking back at that last game last week against the Cardinals, the Rams had 2 turnovers, both of them leading to Cardinals touchdowns. The Rams, McVay will have them clean that up this week. I think the Rams win here by a touchdown in this game. On the road,
you're taking
no less,
money line, but, or you're taking the money line, or the
no,
or,
I'll take.
Oh,
yeah, I'm taking the money line. I'm taking the money line here. Yes.
All right,
I'm not
there
even taking the points. Just taking the money line, which is what is it? Minus 140.
Minus 140. Yeah, but if you take plus a half. let me look. I don't know if you can find that. We'll see what happens there.
Darren, you can go against McVay 1 week. You know, you can. You're allowed to.
Listen,
he's not going to be that upset.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not.
Don't
do
it.
Not now. Not now.
Look, right. We'll get back to the game in a second. I just want to mention that Fury and Wilder back in the ring this Saturday to complete their epic trilogy. Listen to the Tuesday episode of Against All Odds. You'll hear Tyson Fury's interview. You'll hear our breakdown of the fight and our picks. FanDuel Sportsbook, though, giving new customers exclusive 30-1 odds on either fighter to win. That's right. It's the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot because you win $150 on a $5 bet. FanDuel's in your corner. You're always going to get exclusive odds, boosts, great promotions, and so much more. That's why they're America's number one sportsbook. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with promo code Against All Odds. Get in on the action. Promo code Against All Odds. Hey, you can get $150 for a $5 bet. Tyson Fury told us between 4 and 6 rounds this fight's going to end. And I forgot to say, that's 3-1 odds. Mikey Meatballs pointed out, I was like, no, Tyson Fury in 4-6 is more. It's like plus 450. But I'm like, you know what? We've had such bad luck with these guys lying to us in the past. I think I'm just going to stay with the 4-6 just in case Wilder blows him up in the fourth round or something. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, New Jersey, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. The Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona. All right, let's get back to the props, the Thursday night props. I know we're all over the place. We're all over Russell Wilson, too. Harry says we forgot about him. 3 of us haven't. I'm going over 21.5 yards rushing against the Rams. Now, he doesn't have a lot of rushing yards here. He had 26 last week, 7, 16, and 9. So you would lean towards the under. You think he's rushing a little less. He has 3, 4, 5 carries. Those are in the four games. But against the Rams, dynamite. He's had games of like 68 yards rushing. 56, I think, four of the last five games versus the Rams. He's gone over the rushing total. And the way the Rams are giving up rushing yards, I could see him breaking a couple. I'm going over 21 and a half yards rushing. And Paulie Kidd, you're right there with me, but you're taking his longest rush, right?
Yeah, taking his longest rush at over 10 and a half yards at minus 114, I believe, if the line has stayed the same. He's actually gone over this in three out of four games this year, even though those his rushing totals are not that impressive or hardly impressive at all.
Right.
He has gone over that longest rush of 10 and a half yards in three out of the four games. And I think the reason why his totals are so big against the Rams is because the pressure that Donald is putting up the middle that is forcing him to get out of the pocket and run. I don't think things are changing here. I think we're going to see more of that. Him getting out and using his legs to his advantage this week. So he basically needs to pick up a first down for me, you know, first and 10 or second and 10 run. And I win this bet here. So I like that. I like it because you just gave those rushing totals against the Rams. They're incredible.
Yeah. All right, Harry, you are going Russell Wilson.
I am, but I'm forgetting about him. Here.
Passing, right. Go ahead.
Longest pass over 36 and a half yards. At minus 108. Look, he's gone over 37 yards four times this year. In fact, he's hit 63 plus three times to four different receivers. He's gone for over 39 yards. And the Rams last week gave up a 41 yarder to AJ Green. They gave up a long one to Michael Pittman the week before, the Colts. Teams are going downfield against the Rams. And this has nothing to do with the bet itself, but I just want Parlay to Kid know, like I said, Russell Wilson's done this four times, Dak this year, once.
Wow.
I do like it, Harry. I do like that.
Blew us away. All right, Brother Bri, you're the only one not going taking a Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it's funny. I did really like Harry's. I actually was going to give that one, and then I noticed that he picked it, because even last year, I think the majority of his games went over.
Right. He's gone over 36 to Disley and Freddie Swain.
Yeah.
Everybody.
So I'm going to go with Cooper Kupp, most receiving yards, plus 250. Like, look, obviously Kupp is the favorite here. He should be. You know, he's averaging 11 and a half targets per game, 7.5 catches per game. It's almost twice as much, though, as the next Rams receiver. You know, his route running is so good. You know, he can get open. It doesn't even matter who's covering him. But the Seahawks don't really have that any type of lockdown guy to guard him. Now, if you look at the Seahawks, Lockett hasn't really looked like himself since he got banged up in that Minnesota game. In his last five games against the Rams, he's averaging just 49 yards receiving per game. Metcalf should be limited by Ramsey. Again, he's only averaging 61 yards per game against the Rams over his last five. You know, if you want to take a flyer with the Rams, one of their players like Van Jefferson, that's fine. I don't blame you, but most signs point to Kupp being the main guy again in this game. So I like it at plus 250.
All right, there you go. Those are our player props. We'll post them online so you can see for yourself. You can read them, not just listen to them. Let's go to first touchdown scored. We've not been good. Well, actually, Thursday, I have been good on this, right? I had Daniel Jones. I had James Robinson. I guess I picked two. I'm going Van Jefferson in this game to score first. 6 for 90 and a touchdown last week. He has another score earlier this year. First game of the year. Might be better than Woods. He has 18 targets in four games. So at 14-1. I think there's good value in Van Jefferson and the Rams getting on the board first. Harry, you also have a 14-1 pick.
Yeah, I went to running back Alex Collins from Seattle at 14-1. Led Seattle in rushing last week, not Chris Carson. Pete Carroll's given him a shot here. He had 10 carries and had a 14-yard touchdown run last week. He had 5 carries previously for the whole season combined. So I'm going to take a shot at a 14-1 for the guy who led his team in rushing last week and scored.
How much did you bid on Alex Collins in the free agent draft? How much? You know you did. Don't lie.
No, I didn't. No, nothing.
Right. Okay. I mean, it's like he's available. I was reading Jen Piacenti's thing. He's available in like 92% of the league,
right,
including ours.
I got Zach Moss. I got Zach Moss. I'm just fine.
Oof. All right. Parlay Kid, first touchdown. I went Jefferson. You're going Woods.
Going Robert Woods here, Sal. First touchdown at 10-1. McVay has stated this week he wants to get Woods more opportunities. And we also know that Woods gets the ball on the goal line sometimes on those jet sweep plays. He had 24 carries last year. He's got four this year. So his carries are down. Would not be surprised if they get inside the five. We see some Robert Woods action early. As McVay, as I said, has stated, he wants to get him more involved.
All right, Brother Bri, finish things up here.
I can't believe
Ram or Seahawk.
Well, I'm sticking with the Rams. I can't believe nobody's going with Wilson at 20-1 sitting there.
I know, you're right.
Although he doesn't have as many as you think, like when you look at his numbers.
Well, everyone forgot about him. Why would you even think?
But I'm gonna go with
anyone talking about Russell Wilson at all on ESPN ever.
Ever. But I'm going to go with Henderson at plus 750. I mean, who knows how long he'll be in this game because he had the rib issues. It appears he'll be fine. But the Seahawks right now have the worst run defense in the league, at least in terms of yards given up. I'd assume after last week, McVay will try to establish the run early, control the game a little bit more because that game last week got out of hand. Henderson has two rushing touchdowns in the three games he's played. He's averaging 4.9 yards per carry. I think they get him going early, and I like the score there at plus 750.
All right, there you go. Babyface Joel Solomon, you want to jump in here? Good point, bad point? Something that anything bothering you here as before we sign off?
No, I mean, if this is true, I'm very excited for Harry. I mean, this is Brittany Griner is engaged, so that wasn't happening. You know, I don't know. Maybe Parlay Kids saw that Harry ordered a ring, but it was a ring for the door.
Oh, right. You were saying... But Harry, you are going to Dallas. You're not going to a Dallas Giant game, despite acknowledging that $46 for a seat is good value.
Well, it's not really for a seat. It's standing room only, so there is no seat.
Oh, well, can you bring a seat? I mean, you could buy like a lawn chair probably for $5.
I don't. I've been to the Giants Dallas game so many times before. It's boring now.
Not there. You haven't. You've been there.
I've been there. I've been
you
there.
Have? Not with me. I wouldn't take you there.
Oh, no. I was there when Dez, remember Dez at the end, back of the end zone, thought he scored, but he was out of bounds and the Giants still won.
You didn't go with
that
me.
Game, Romo threw three picks that game, by the way.
You didn't go with me, did you?
No, I didn't go with you.
Oh.
That was the day that this game, Romo threw three picks, including a pick six to JPP.
Oh, and how many 20-yard mad dashes did Eli have to score? Must have a lot. I mean, that means a lot to you, I know.
I think Eli won the game, right?
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't know. Yeah, I did go with Ken, and that was the one. That was the time.
That was a bad one, though. Remember, that was a bad one.
The Giants won. It was the first time in that stadium. It was that Sunday night. The Giants won a game-winning field goal, and Harry got. I don't even know where to begin with this story. Yeah. But he got.
Don't. Please don't.
Don't tell it. All right. Okay.
I don't know what. Go ahead. Whatever.
I don't even know what happened. Like, he went.
I don't either.
You left your door open in your room, and one of the Rottweilers ate your cartridge, your razor blade cartridge. Right.
Which was dull as can be, because I, you know.
Yeah, whatever. And then Ken insisted on getting surgery for the dog, even though the vet advised against it.
Yes.
But to teach you a lesson, he did that and sent you to Gamblers Anonymous, gambling had nothing at all to do with you
and
getting to close the door.
And I was told that I owed the $3,500 surgery bill.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So there you go. Brian, you never heard this before?
No, I remember that. I did, but I forgot about it. I don't think
there's like six.
I don't think
there's six other insane parts of it. I don't even think I
remember the other parts of it, though. I remember the dog eating the razor blades, but
Brian is purple
I don't really remember the Gamblers Anonymous.
Yeah, he made him go to Gamblers Anonymous. I don't know if it was Next Step or the Tennessee Red Line. I'm not sure where you ended up going, but
what is that Arizona number, by the way?
Yeah, we'll get it to you. All right, Babyface, Joel Solomon, Harry will be in Dallas. You can see him for 27 hours toasting with Southwest employees, what he does best. And we will be back Friday for spaghetti, meatballs, and degenerate trifecta. I'm Sal saying so long and happy handicapping.